The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is technical analyst, or issue analyst, I should say, Nicola Duke, Duchess of the Chart. We've had a couple of technical issues since you've moved, and I don't want to mention it too much, so I know you're very sensitive about it, and it's getting your nerves, but are you all right, Nick?
I am right. The internet still think BT is a massive short.
Are you still not got BT internet in your house yet?
No.
What are they doing?
No, although apparently they keep promising us today, and then they keep telling us that somebody else cancels our appointments. And the frustrating thing is they told us nothing's wrong with the line. They just have to connect us, like flick the switch and turn us on. So who knows? They're incompetent. This is why they're incompetent, really.
Yeah. Are you on speaker now or are you on phone?
I'm on my phone.
Is it on speaker, though? Loudspeaker?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Because it's quite echoey there. So are you a new house? Is it furnished? Because it sounds really echoey.
Well, we've unpacked quite a lot, but it is a bit bigger. I've got a much bigger office.
Oh, that's nice.
I've got a lovely big office room now. So,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on the charts anyway. First
on
one
my
is.
Own as well.
Nice. The first one is Infrastrata. They've announced today they're going to start the first bit of their FEED program, which is the front end engineering design situation. They're the gas storage company. And a tiny market cap. INFA, and the share price came off the back. I mean, I missed something in the RNS, but it came off today, but it's now it's some buys going in there. What do you reckon, INFA, Nicola?
Yeah, INFA, I think, looks really hard to bottom at. A Fibonacci support at 0.469. What I'd really like to do is see it fill that gap from in late February and close above 50-day moving average. I think at least we go back to the 200-day moving average and the big round number one. From here, and if we close above that, we're going to see a second leg higher, which will take us to 1.7 and probably the top of the channel at 2.7. So good signs of bottoming in infra. Those are the resistance levels that we have to clear, but it looks good.
Marvellous stuff. All right, and the next one was MTR, Metal Tiger. What do you reckon on the MTR there?
Yeah, Metal Tiger. You know, there's two ways to look at this chart. For me, if I look bigger picture, the low in December was a really important low. It was a Fibonacci harmonic pattern called a back pattern. And they do normally retrace hard. So we did see a really nice bullish attempt on the 200-day. And we failed three times, which is frustrating. But we're making a wedge pattern. And we can also look at this as an inverted head and shoulders pattern. What's key is if we do close above the 200-day moving average and that previous low is at 2.87, that we've got big, big targets higher in the stock. I like it if we can do that. If we do break the wedge lower, there's good support at 1.9. I'd like to see it hold there. The RSI says potentially it's not quite ready, but this is making really good signs of a bottom, and it's one to keep your eye on. If we can get above 2.87, the first target will be 5 and potentially 7.7.
Okay, and the last stock, they've had final results out today. They've come off a bit. I think I saw a loss of $14 million, I think it was. Don't quote me on that. Do your own research. It's called Seeing Machine. Yes?
Yeah, and so frustrating because, you know, it looked like yesterday we've been oscillating since really November around the 200-day moving average. And yesterday, I thought, oh gosh, you know, we've got back above it. It looks good. And we failed again there. Unless we can have a good bounce and the buyers come in today and say this is a bargain, because, you know, there is some support at 3.5. That's where all last summer up till September, that's where the lows were. Unless the buyers come in there and push it back above the 200-day, I think we should look lower from here to 3 and potentially a marginal new low down at 2.2. I know that's a bit depressing, but that would be an ABC correction. Yeah, doesn't look very good.
Okay, all
and
right.
And I think that potentially we could drop lower.
I see.
Unless we see buyers pile in today with a decent close.
I see. Okay, Nick, well, send me the charts, your annotated charts there, and I'll put them on the company pages and at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.